This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 numbers are rising in Colorado. 144 Coloradans with confirmed COVID-19 cases are now hospitalized. That's about double from a month ago and the most since mid-March. The rate of positive tests is nearly 9%. Wastewater monitoring also shows signs of an oncoming surge of COVID cases. And there's more on the state's current pandemic situation at CPR.org. Salida's city council has approved a temporary program to let local employees sleep in their cars overnight at a park. It's part of plans to address an affordable housing shortage. Salida council member Jane Templeton says they'll be able to respond to concerns brought up by residents.
It's not going to be perfect. I want the citizenry to know that. We're on the Titanic, and the captain can't run around and ask everybody, what do you think? Should we lower the lifeboats? We have to act.
The city will provide trash pickup, portable toilets, and showers, while the participants will have to prove eligibility and agree to responsibilities like safety and respecting the community. Salida's safe outdoor space is expected to open in June and stay open through October. Colorado's leaders are hoping a pair of federal investigations will show that the decision to move Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Alabama was misguided. Here's Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn.
There was a lack of transparency, and there were some flaws in the process. So we should look at them both together when they come out.
A Pentagon investigation found the military followed the proper procedure when selecting Alabama, but a forthcoming report from the Government Accountability Office takes a wider approach. It's looking into whether the criteria the military used were the right ones to begin with. The Springs and Metro Denver have high fire danger today and red flag warnings through the afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.